The U.S. government has been sending dancers and musicians on international goodwill missions for decades. Now, for the first time, it is sending artists abroad as cultural ambassadors. The Obama administration's new cultural diplomacy program is called Smart Power, with the letters A-R-T, spelling art, capitalized. The Bronx Museum of the Arts in New York was chosen to oversee the initiative.
I think it's fantastic, and the Bronx Museum itself has done quite a few projects related to community engagement and working closely with the community, with artists, as well as international artists from all over the world. So this fits perfectly. This is the first opportunity I think we've ever had where we're actually able to send U.S.-based artists outside. Normally, we receive artists.
Museum Director Holly Block says visual artists, painters, sculptors, architects, designers, may apply for the program starting January 3rd.
They will submit their materials with a concept, and we'll expect them to write a small narrative on what they would like to do. But the idea about this project is it's really special in the sense that you really need to think about community and think about visiting this place and creating a project that's in relationship with maybe some topic that's already going on there or some of the ideas that you bring to them. We will be working very closely with the artists in selecting partner sites to receive the artists and to help them realize their work.
15 artists will be selected to participate and will be sent to work on public art projects with students, teachers, athletes, and artists in 15 countries, including Pakistan, Venezuela, China, Nigeria, and Lebanon.
I think it's important for many artists to get out of the bubble of their studio.
Artist Tim Rollins is on the Bronx Museum's board of directors. Since the 1980s, he's been helping young artists get involved in their communities and visit other cities as well. He says traveling expands an artist's horizon.
In every single experience that I've had working and traveling abroad, a new perspective is created and a new approach becomes possible. And that is often unpredictable. You don't know who exactly you're going to work with or who's going to have an idea that you maybe never had thought of before. When you're together with other communities, it's like a big Thanksgiving Day dinner. You know, the food is really important, but often it's just a wonderful excuse to get together for an exchange that would never have happened.
Rollins expects it will be easy for the Smart Power ambassadors to initiate a dialogue with local artists wherever they're sent.
In my own personal experience working in all these different places, local artists tend to want to meet you. They want to be involved. They want to know what's going on in the U.S. And so it's not competitive and it's not spiteful. It's a genuine curiosity, and that's one of the most exciting and rewarding aspects of this sort of collaboration is the fact that you meet so many wonderful new people, and they're like-minded and creative, and it's all good.
As artist-in-residence for New York City's sanitation department, Merrill Euclides creates major public artworks that explore the social aspects of waste management, such as putting mirrors on trash trucks to reflect the people who create the trash, and choreographing a ballet for trucks at a landfill. She says she can imagine similar projects in other cities around the world. To succeed, though, she says artists need to know more about those foreign communities and have the freedom to express themselves.
Art is about freedom. You do whatever you want to. It's always about freedom. Nobody can tell the artist, you have to do this or you have to do that. Then it is not art. It's something else. I hope that people will go with an open heart.
Tim Rollins expects they will. While Smart Power is funded by the U.S. government, he says artists are the ones who will shape the program.
Part of the excitement of coming up with projects is to figure out what's going to work. So it isn't just that the government is sponsoring your vision as an artist in a selfish way. Really, it is about what can we do, what can we come up with, which will engage the communities that we're going to be visiting. And that's what we are, we're visitors. And yeah, play the role of being a visitor as opposed to being a tourist or as opposed to being a propaganda instrument for the U.S., that won't work. What will work is a genuine dialogue between the communities to produce something that is of lasting excellence and cultural value.
And all those involved hope the Smart Power Dialogue will also produce something that gives people a better understanding of America and American visual arts. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.